once again we present Our Gal Sunday, the story of an orphan girl named Sunday who was left on the steps of the cabin of two old miners who raised her from childhood in the little mining town of Silver Creek, Colorado, who, in young womanhood, married England's richest, most handsome lord, Lord Henry Winthrop. The story that asks the question, can this girl from a little mining town in the West find happiness as the wife of a wealthy and titled Englishman? Let me tell you about a remedy that thousands of people now use to get quick relief from the pains caused by headache, neuralgia, and rheumatism. People use it because the results are truly astonishing. This remedy is called Anacin, and the reason so many people rely upon it is that it was first suggested to them by their physician or dentist. Perhaps you too at some time have been handed an envelope containing Anacin tablets. If you haven't discovered Anacin through this channel, then by all means discover it for yourself. For your own sake, to get quick relief, Anacin is certainly worth a trial. Of course, there's a reason why Anacin is so amazingly effective. It is made up of a combination of different medically proved and tested ingredients, not just one. It is like a doctor's prescription that way. For a prescription nearly always calls for a combination of different ingredients. Try Anacin on this basis. If the first few tablets fail to give the quick relief you want, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. So, be prepared next time you suffer from a headache or neuralgic and rheumatic pains. Get a supply of Anacin at any drugstore today and have it on hand. Spelled A-N-A-C-I-N, it comes in tins of 12 and 30 or bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. And now, Our Gal Sunday. Much has happened in the last few days at Balmacrucci Hospital to prophesy difficult days ahead for Sunday with two members of the staff. First, there is Nurse Rhoda Gray, who because of her jealousy and love of Dr. Alan Brooke has proved particularly objectionable to Sunday. And then, there's Alan Brooke himself, whose personal interest in Sunday is becoming a major problem to her. However, these problems have been in some part counteracted. Although Sunday is facing her first long separation from Lord Henry, who is now a captain in the English army, she's been comforted, not only by his letters, but by a feeling and knowledge that there are times when their love brings them together in an unusual and beautiful manner, keeping both of them from feeling that distance can separate them. Sunday is now in the living room of the lodge, sitting with Lord Percy before a crackling fire. Listen.
Fire feels good these misty Scotch days, doesn't it, Uncle Percy?
Yes, it does, Sunday.
If you've been down to the village this morning, you must be tired.
Tired? Of course I'm not tired. Don't pamper me, Sunday.
I'm not pampering you, Uncle Percy. I was going to suggest that you stay here with me for a while. I don't have to go to the hospital until later on.
Do I look as if I'm leaving?
No, you don't. You look comfortable.
Comfortable? Indeed. I'm too comfortable. Details of turning Balmacrucci Castle into a hospital. Is that a man's work? No.
But Uncle Percy, what are you talking about?
Morning, noon, and night I fuss about with lists, with orders. Try to give the hospital staff advice. They don't want it. They know better than I do how to equip a hospital. What do they think I am, a useless old man, eh?
Well, of course not, Uncle Percy. You aren't old. And you're certainly not useless.
No, if I'm not useless, why am I not in the army? Answer me that.
Why, because, well, there's no need for you to be, Uncle Percy. And you served in the last war.
Nonsense. There's no reason for me to be up here in Scotland, sitting before a fire, warming my toes, or to be in London, anywhere but here.
But, Uncle Percy, you offered Balmacrucci Castle to the government to be used as a hospital. That was a wonderful thing.
But why did they tell me to stay here and look after it? It's a conspiracy, that's what it is.
Uncle Percy, you're needed at Balmacrucci. That's why you were asked to stay here. Uncle Percy, you know, I've been thinking of something the last few days.
What?
The attitude of the people everywhere, all over England. No matter how they're feeling inside, They're taking all their troubles, all their problems, cheerfully.
Rainer is there too, Thunder.
It's inspiring. That's the way life should be. Full of courage and hope and doing the job at hand.
Now look here, my dear. Are you trying to tell me in a roundabout, feminine sort of fashion that I shouldn't be complaining about doing work that a fair to middling bookkeeper could do?
Uncle Percy, of course I'm not. After all, your work is more exacting than that. There's no sense in pretending that it isn't important because you know it is. But didn't you check the plans of all the rebuilding necessary in the castle? Didn't you get a letter from Sir Robert Winslow, chairman of the hospital board, congratulating you on suggestions you made?
Yes, I did. Yes, by Jove, I did.
And this morning when you went to the village, wasn't it to personally supervise orders for food supplies for the hospital?
Yes.
And you say you aren't doing enough. Uncle Percy, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, Sunday, you're a nuisance. You won't even let a man complain in peace. Oh, bless my stupid brain. I forgot. Got a letter for you. Brought it from the village to save the boy a bicycle ride out.
A letter for me?
Yes. Where did I put it? Must be in my inside coat pocket.
Uncle Percy, is it from Henry?
No, it isn't, Sunday. Oh, here it is. And see for yourself.
Oh, thank you. No, it isn't Henry's writing. Uncle Percy, it's from Arthur. From Henry's brother, Arthur.
It is it? What's he doing writing to you?
Well, I wanted him to write, Uncle Percy. He came to see us before Henry left England. He was in his uniform, waiting for orders. He promised Henry to turn over a new leaf.
Well, read it, my dear, read it. What does he have to say?
Well, let's see. Dear Sunday, don't be surprised at my writing you. You said I might, you know. And you're the only one of a family at home I can write to. Uncle Percy would...
What's that?
Uncle Percy would probably growl himself into a minor fit if he even saw my handwriting.
Blasted impertinence. Me growl myself into a fit? What does he mean?
Though he might be secretly pleased, because I know jolly well he cares for every one of us very deeply. Even me, the black sheep of the Brinthook family.
I'll have to write to Arthur myself and ask him what he means. Discussing me in a letter to you.
It's a long letter. Something to tell you.
What is it?
Wait, what's this? Something about Thomas McTaggart. Uncle Percy, Kathy's husband. But that means he may have seen Henry, because Thomas is Henry's orderly. Let me see. Uncle Percy, yes, there is something about
him. Well, read it, my dear, read it.
Where does it begin? Oh, here. And so then I went to the company canteen. I was outside the door.
Yes?
I heard voices inside. A voice I vaguely recognized was saying...
The captain says to me, he says, Thomas McTaggart, I'm glad to see you, man, and how would you like to be more orderly? And so I looked the captain in the eye, and I says to him, attention, second lieutenant.
Carry on, men. The captain's orderly here?
Yeah, that would be me, sir. Private McTaggart speaking.
Private McTaggart? Thomas?
Well, sir, I don't know how you... What? Lieutenant Arthur Brinthrope. I can't believe my eyes, sir.
Thomas, it's good to see you again.
Aye, well, it's the first time in over 3 years.
Yes, it's all of that, Thomas. Is your captain about?
Oh, aye, sir, that he is. In his office at this very minute, working on his reports. If you'll come with me.
Oh, wait a second, Thomas. There's something I want to ask you about. Let's stand in this hall, shall we?
Aye, Lieutenant. Yes, sir. What did you want to say to me, sir?
See here, Thomas. I heard in a roundabout way that your second lieutenant is being transferred. Know anything about it?
Aye, that's the truth, sir. And I'm wishing this very instant that you were taking his place. Ah, 'tis a great company, sir, and it's a great captain we've got. Are you thinking of joining us?
Well, yes, I am.
Oh, that's good. I'm when captain.
Not so fast. I'm my own way of doing this, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was only thinking that when captain...
Yes, I know. Your captain will have to approve of me first.
Oh, but he will, sir, he will. How can he help it when...
Where's the captain's room, Thomas?
Oh, well, I'll take you there.
No, thanks, I'll find it. Down the hall on the left, isn't it?
No, it's the third room on the right, Lieutenant.
I'll find it. Cheerio, Thomas.
Cheerio, sir.
Hmm. No name in the door. Well, here goes. I'll try this one.
Come in.
Captain, I'm a lieutenant from
the... Arthur.
Henry. Why, Henry.
By Jove, Arthur, this is a surprise.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it is. I talked with Thomas and I told him I wanted to see the captain. I had no idea you were captain. Oh, I say, Henry.
Sit down, Arthur. Well, I didn't know you'd come from home.
Henry, is it true your second lieutenant is being transferred?
Well, yes. Is that why you're here, Arthur?
Yes. I'd like to take his place. There are some friends of mine in this company, and now that I know that you're...
But, Arthur, what does your commanding officer say?
If you approve, he'll recommend me for a transfer.
And Arthur, I don't know. You see...
Oh, please, Henry. Please, do this for me.
Now, Arthur, I'll have to think it over.
Oh, come now, Henry. You can do it. It all depends on you.
Yes, I realize that.
I worked like the dickens to get my commission. Now I want a chance to prove myself worthy of it.
To prove yourself worthy of the course, yes.
Now, see here, Henry. I made you a promise before we left England. I promised never to cause you any trouble again. And you said we could be friends.
Yes, and I know, Arthur, I know. I am your friend. And I'm your brother, Arthur. You see, that's the point. I want to do what's best for you. It isn't that I don't trust you, but I can show no favors, not a hair's breadth. Now, without meaning to, there might come a time when you'd expect that hair's breadth of favor.
Oh, I swear to you,
Arthur, let's not risk that. What do you say? You stick by your own company and you get your promotions. You know, human nature is a strange thing. We're brothers. A great deal of the misunderstanding between us has been because I'm the older. But we have that same situation here. The time may come when you would resent taking orders from me, orders that, well, you'd accept willingly from someone else.
But at home, you offered me another chance. It would mean a lot to me, Henry.
Arthur, I... Very well, Arthur.
Oh, Joe, Henry, I'm awfully
glad. I'll be glad to have you in my company, Arthur. But I want you to know that once you're part of it, officially, I can consider you no longer my brother. If there's a job to be done, regardless of what it is, and I have to choose a man from my men, and you're the one chosen, I expect courage from you, the best you have to give. I expect it from you as much as I do from myself. Over this understood, I'd recommend your transfer to this company.
What will happen to these two brothers fighting side by side? One, a captain, the other, a subordinate. Will Henry be placed in a difficult position? Will Arthur's past misdeeds play any part? And what of Sunday's own situation at Balmacucci Hospital? And Nurse Rhoda Gray's jealousy because of Dr. Ellen Brooks' infatuation for Sunday. What dramatic twist will the personal problem surrounding Sunday take next? Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next episode of Our Gal Sunday. Our Gal Sunday is brought to you by the makers of Anacin, that remarkable way to get quick relief from the pains of headache, neuralgia, or neuritis. The reason Anacin acts so fast is because it is like a doctor's prescription, a combination of medically tested active ingredients. Next time you have a headache or neuralgic pain, try Anacin. You'll be amazed at what it does for you. All drugstores have Anacin in tins of 12 and 30 or bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Sunday will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Your announcer, James Fleming.